systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
All right, welcome back to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars. Back in the studio for a Galentine's Day celebration, this time with Kelly, because you were here with Lori last year for Galentine's. In fact, your sign that we had up last year is back.
I love
Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that you saved it.
I saved it.
I love it. I felt like I needed to dress up for this occasion.
Well, it's the same coat.
I wore this last time.
I know.
Marissa also wore it last time.
Yeah, I wore it last episode, or two episodes ago. But here's the thing, is like Kelly's got a bag of tricks apparently today, which is very frightening. I don't know what to expect.
My bag matches.
I never know what to expect with you, but for some reason, I feel very uncertain right now.
No, I just wanted it to be recorded because your reaction is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it probably will be.
Okay.
I wore red.
Yeah. But like, if you remember this weekend,
oh dear God,
we said a little thing about being a certain thing.
Are we getting married?
When you're from Troy. And I would just, they're fancy AF.
Oh, the Troyalty. Oh, yes.
And my happy birthday napkins because I have nothing else to live with here. That's fine. But we need to drink
girls. Do we bring these to the courthouse with us when we're 50s? When I'm in my 50s and you're finally 50?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right, should I dump my drink?
I don't trust you. You want me to?
You don't trust me. Well, okay.
You're a spiller of all spills.
That's true. I got a lot of technical stuff up here, so you better be pouring when I'm back here.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, obviously this is going to be a nice little Galentine's celebration. What else is in your bag of tricks? Anything?
I mean, I already pulled up the hearts that are now you have to wear.
Yeah. Well, I got one in my hat.
Yeah. Now I got one in my hair.
Yeah. Well, matchy.
I mean, the funniest part is they fell off the sweater, so that's
wait, where were they on that sweater,
on
Kelly? I was making sure they weren't like strategically.
No. Well, I mean, I have them everywhere. Hold on, I have special ones too. Gotta get this coat off though. It's hard to wear a big coat and a sweater.
I'm telling you right now, I hope that you're watching this on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, and not just
those ones are fun,
not just the stream. Those are the little elbow.
Yeah, those are fun ones.
Yeah,
okay. Here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Troyalty.
I also brought you my messed up heart cookies because I had to make them for people, but they weren't they're frozen. So don't worry about it. We can't actually eat them or you're going to break your teeth.
It's okay. Yeah, I don't want to go back to the dentist anytime soon. Cool. So I've got too many doctor appointments.
Also show my shoes somehow? How are we going to do this?
The same way we always show your shoes,
like,
Kel.
I feel like
you got to like do it this way. These are my slippers.
You know, I just like to, I felt like my Bloody Valentine was a very good theme for these, though, no?
Yeah, no, I would agree.
Do you dig?
No, I totally dig. But I just want to read the text message thread that we had here on your way here. You're like, I'm almost ready. I'll be over soon. Is that okay? Yeah, of course. Be careful in my entrance. Might be a little slick there. She goes, okay, I'll carry my other shoes. It's the most Kelly text that's ever been sent, ever.
I did. I did carry them in.
It is very true. Was it slick? Because I mopped it. Because, like, it's been so crappy outside.
You mopped it?
I did, because it was all salt. It just, like, I repainted
inside your house?
The breezeway leading into my entrance.
Here's what I thought when you were saying this.
I mopped the
outdoor area, and I was like,
I mopped the stoop.
Super weird.
You know, because royalty. We're not in Troy, it's fine. I got you a little something.
Oh, thank you.
Because you are a cutie pie.
Cutie pie. And you know what? You know, last time I brought all the chocolates and you're like, I don't even like chocolate. And I was like, whatever, then I won't bring it again. But
yeah, but you know what?
YOLO.
YOLO. I mean, I do like chocolate. These are just a little, you just don't know what they are.
No. All right. So I almost said something.
I just threw my thing. So maybe.
No, it doesn't. One is either a milk chocolate caramel. One is a dark chocolate coconut. You'll be like, oh,
dark chocolate.
And the other one is milk chocolate vanilla cream. So I'm going to go with
vanilla cream.
Yep.
Caramel.
Boom. You can tell.
Yeah. No, you can't always tell, Kelly.
Yes, you can.
That's why I never like these things. Because the next thing I know, I'm going to bite into one. It's going to be that stupid cherry, like, party crap in the middle of it. I'm going to want to gag.
No, but the problem is like that quote from, you know, Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get. I know, I don't like it.
But real life, on most of them, it gives you full-blown directions with pictures. And life is not like that.
No, life is definitely not like that. Yeah. There's no instruction manual. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with
this. That's why we're having Galentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Mm. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the coconut. You got the coconut? Oh, look at that.
No, no,
you got
no. Vanilla. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, now we got to chew.
I know. How are things, Kel?
You know, just living my best life, Mar. How about you?
Samesies. Mm. I mean, how could I complain right now? I got my coconut.
Right.
And my chocolate.
Life's great.
Life really is like a box of chocolate. So, for Valentine's, I thought we could talk about how messed up our love lives are.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
I know a thing or two.
I was doing the math. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't carried the four and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been single a really long time. And most of that's by choice. The other part of that is when I get hit on, it's by like the worst people in the world.
I mean,
why?
No, I think we got to get into like what they say, because that's
probably
the best.
Oh, it's not the best. In fact, it's the absolute worst.
It's actually the best stories to tell.
That's true.
Which makes it more fun.
Well, here's the thing. When you're in a specific business, like, I feel like this probably happens to almost anybody that's in an industry that is different or like focused on something specific. Like, somebody comes up with some sort of, like, bartenders probably get certain things all the time too. Like, you know, like, it's just, people are just, they think it's, they're being slick. Mm-hmm. And in reality, you're making it so I never, ever want to go out with you ever, ever in the history of ever. Mm-hmm. So the latest was, that smile doesn't belong on the radio. It belongs on TV or something like that. And I was like, oh, I'm done with this conversation.
Moving right along.
I mean, is that bad of me?
I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of funny. I think things are funny. Like, I think that's hysterical.
But when you've gotten it for the last 17 years, you think it's still hysterical?
No, probably not. But it's still like funny. Like, they had the balls to say that. That's funny.
I don't think that's balls. I think that's like, just say hi. Why is it so hard?
I think they said hi first. No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. I think it's funny.
It was straight on into it. I just don't like when people lay it on thick.
Oh, okay.
Like there's caramel.
No, it's like I was gonna go chew it, but I don't think I can. Lay it on real thick. Well, remember that time that I had a really funny one?
Remind the class.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Class. If you recall, this is where our pew pew came from.
All right, pew pew.
Right. Yeah, shoot your shot. So,
bang, bang.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
I get a message. And it's
man, this caramel is really thick.
Oh, I want to chew it, but I can't do that until it's through at the same time.
I know.
All right, so.
Yep.
Get a message. Just found your Spotify playlist. And here I am, like, I definitely made a few Spotify playlists because, I mean, I definitely have.
Because you're Kelly.
So I just assumed that's what they really meant. Mm. And I was like, oh, haha, like, which one? And then they said, your, what was it? My number one hits. Fuck. Was it?
It was good.
Do you remember? It was funny.
I don't remember anything.
Yes, you do, because it was from
someone. I remember you gotta shoot your shot, pew pew. I remember that part.
It was a lot.
And that was like that was where the conversation ended.
I texted
ended.
To you. Like, I literally texted.
I know, but it was like from the summer.
Because it was funny. That was me screenshotting.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Shoot your shot. All right, it was something about like my singles, like my greatest hits, whatever, to find, yada, 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 whatever it was. And I was like, oh shit, this is a pickup line. This is not him actually finding my real Spotify playlist. And I was like, that was a good one. Like, I told him that was a good one. That was funny. And then he sent the little pew pew emoji back. And
then you were like, oh, but you have a girlfriend. Pew pew.
The next week. Pew pew.
Bang bang. Dead.
It's fine. It's funny though. It's funny.
The other thing, like I was telling you over the weekend, your mom got a kick out of that too. like this was a while ago. I remember I was talking to Sean Gilley. we were in the middle of a conversation. I mean, we were at a bar, but somebody came up just sloshed as all hell and goes, interrupts the conversation. Do you do your radio voice in bed? And then walked away.
As if your radio voice is different than your speaking voice.
I mean, it's not. But
no,
exactly.
It's not.
But I don't know why. So drunk. So drunk. Shot the shot.
Mm.
Disappeared.
Was that a shot?
I mean,
just a statement. I'm not really sure what that was.
But literally, like, I looked at Gilead and I was just. And I went right back into the conversation I was having. I'm just like, did that really just happen?
Like, you heard that too, right?
Yeah. Like, you just, mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's a good one.
What else you got? I'm going to go back to my camera.
Well, you even know. Do I have any great stories? No, because my life is, like, crazy. It's chaos.
I know. You just went back to school.
For the 900th time, in case you guys are wondering.
Which, I pointed this out the other day, too.
Mm.
Kelly. With like 9 master's degrees, all she ever wanted to grow up to be was a trophy wife.
Look how that turned out.
But what are you going back to school for now?
I somehow got a master's degree.
In the wrong thing?
Without having any general education credits.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying really hard to give one fuck about 20th century history right now, and I don't.
We lived through that, right?
Like, if it was like United States, I'd care a little bit more, but I don't care. I truly don't care. And it's
do you know why you don't care? Because you also realize you've been living in the real world for how long now? You do not need it.
I don't. I think that's a problem. It's like, these are all these stupid classes I have to take to, like, for any, you know,
yeah,
to amount to anything in this world.
Who
right?
came up with the curriculums? Like, I would love to know who sat down one day and was like, you know, we're going to force these kids to go ahead and take all these classes that they're right. never going to use any of this information for ever again.
Right.
When was the last time I did anything with art history?
Mm.
Never.
Mm. I've taken the, an art history class in March.
Yeah, can't help you. Sorry.
No, I'm gone. I'm just winging it to myself. It's fine. I actually care about that a little bit.
Right. I mean, just, I remember like struggling so hard through basically every class that wasn't art or entertainment in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually very vividly remember there being a take-home test for math. And my friend and I compared our tests. She took stuff off of my page. She got a higher grade than me.
Yeah. I think it's all up for opinion.
No one actually cares.
It's like, oh, you know, I kind of like this kid.
Yeah, my teachers didn't like me. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Adults always like me, except for the teachers.
Yeah.
always.
That's interesting.
But no, I mean, if I were you right now and I had to go back and take like math and stuff, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to die right here.
That's coming in March also. I'm going to have to take an accelerated math course because... My 11-year-old can probably do it, and that's fine. I can't do that. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
We'll see. But I am taking sign language.
Right.
And I'm crushing it.
You were pretty much crushing it.
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say.
So, I mean, that I actually care about. I think it's useful in my real life.
That actually is pretty good. I found out that on Friends, when they were like, Vafanopoli, like, that's actually a real thing. Because it popped up in the Sopranos movie, too. And I'm like, shit, I'm Googling that.
Yeah.
And it was a real thing. It was like, go to hell, I think. That's what it meant.
That would make sense.
But I always just kind of thought it was a made up word for Friends.
With the body movements and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the body movements may have just been Friends.
Okay.
And I have no internet here. Vafanopoli, Italian for go to hell.
Ooh.
Literally translated, it means go to Naples. Why is Naples hell?
I don't know. I thought everyone wants to go to Naples.
Probably Americans. Oh, silly Americans. But I'm pretty sure it's pretty romantic right about now, because, you know, Italian. yeah, you've had tell me some crazy stories. You always have Kelly.
I don't even have a crazy story
right
now. Don't
even tell me that.
Seriously.
This is depressing.
I know. I'm trying to even think of like one ridiculous thing right now.
There's got
to
be like seven.
I feel like I just like say them every day of my life. So
I know. And that's
part of the problem. Can we talk more about your ridiculous things? Because they're funny.
What? What do I have like, that's ridiculous that's funny right now?
No, but like if like now everyone, we can tell them why you're a certified 20. Like that was also a line. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was a line. Good
things here for you.
Well,
and like apple fritters, like we have a lot. Like I should have made notes for you.
No. I don't want to get into detail in that.
No,
they might be listening still.
No, but that's funny
to you.
I think to everyone that an apple fritter.
Yeah.
Now I only refer to you as an apple fritter.
It's true. So yeah, I had somebody just seriously trying to get me to communicate. And I got a picture of an apple fritter and all it said was, this reminded me of you. And I don't know why. So now Kelly calls me apple fritter.
I just want to know, like, what about that apple fritter? It's like, ooh, that Lamar.
Ooh.
Maybe that apple fritter looks good.
Girl, this is why I'm single.
Maybe. You're a certified 20. You don't need nobody.
What do you think would be another good song lyric to be a pickup line?
Ooh. Ooh, I have to like really, I wish you hit me with that this morning. Not that I had time. I was so busy today.
You mean with your million things that you've got going on, including going back and getting another master's?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
There's gotta be some good ones. I threw some at you before. I feel like when you read them though, they have to have that. Troyalty kind of
sound. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. I wish that I had internet down here because that would make this a lot funner. I don't have a master's. I can say funner. Hold on. I'm pulling up Justin Bieber lyrics.
Oh, that I feel like you did say Justin Bieber last
yeah,
time.
But like which one? Let's go with one time's probably a good one. When I met you, girl, my heart went knock knock.
I'm sorry, Shakespeare.
Now them butterflies in my stomach won't stop. And even though it's a struggle, love is all we've got. So we keep on climbing to the mountaintop. Is this where we dap?
I don't even know. Like that. I just like the way that was read.
Do you still have the voice memo that I did that day?
Oh, shit. Do I?
Oh, God.
Wait, who did we even send that to?
Like, you sent it to Ryan. That's so long ago, though.
God.
Oh, my God. Let me go
Where would a voice memo be hidden in your phone?
You know what? I might be able to find it because I don't think I've deleted anything that I've sent you.
Oh, I'm a compulsive deleter.
I am not. Oh no, come on. Where would it be?
Where are memos though?
No,
I feel
if you
like
go,
I don't even know how to work my phone.
Photos, screenshots. I'm gonna have to go far back though.
You have so many funny
Yo,
pictures on here.
Okay, I know I do. Oh my God. Do I have the fritter on here? I might. Oh, no, this is another reason
do
why
you
I'm single.
A picture of my actual story?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yes, you do.
But this is why I'm actually single, because when I was on a dating app, I swept so much that it was like, oh, sorry, that's everyone.
Oh,
I want to change your filters.
How
many more filters should I have on there?
I don't know.
Because I already have it. So it's like, it was like 150 miles.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like people. I'm sorry. What the hell? Okay, I'm in September 30th. Audio. Oh, is this it?
Listen, good sir, I just want you to know that as the Lord Usher Raymond IV once said in his poetry of song, that you are on a scale of 1 to 10, a certified 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
Searched all that time just for that. I hope it was worth it, everybody.
Here you go. 1 hour later.
I gotta save that to my files before I forget where it is on my iPhone. Save.
Can you please now find the picture that I sent you of Pew Pew?
But do you know when you sent it to me? No, I at least knew September.
Oh, yeah, how to be.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Thank you.
World's hottest single. Gotta be you.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Read it. Puke.
Hold on, I gotta finish chewing my caramel.
Why did you put the caramel in your mouth now?
I didn't know you were fine so far.
I didn't know either. Kelly, swallow.
Hold on, chew it.
I feel like this could be turned into all sorts of awful audio.
All right, good.
Yeah, you good?
All right. Yeah. All right.
Just gotta start choking in a second.
Oh, I forgot that there was a comment before about a dirty drink that I posted. It had a dirty name.
Shocker.
So then there was a comment about the dirty name. And then I said some real bold back. I shouldn't have. anyway.
Yeah, but it's you. Like I don't feel like it's that bold.
Because if you knew what the name of the whatever was, it's real bold. Not appropriate, Kelly. Anyway,
you're probably
100%. I found your playlist on Spotify, and I was like, the one I forgot about? Haha, I don't fucking know, right? And he said, world's hottest single, gotta be you, no? And I said, ha ha ha, that was a good one. I laughed out loud. And he said, shooters gotta shoot. Pew, pew. Like, stop. That's the best pickup line ever.
I feel like all he had to do was say, shooters gotta shoot, pew, pew. And that should have been the end.
Right. That was good too.
That was it. And then he went and he had to go and get some other girl another week later.
It's fine. Whatever. Just real funny though.
So what are you actually doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I have to tell you something funny. So me and Blaze went out to dinner recently at Pasta Pain. It's really good, by the way. And they have this discount thing where it's like, oh, you guys can sign up to, like, if the more you come, like, you can get discounts, blah, blah, blah. So Blaze is filling it. She's like, okay, I'll fill it out. I was like, all right, cool. And then she's like, so you're going to be my spouse. And she's writing my name. And then, like, you know, so we get coupons. Oh, I just realized my hands are purple from shampoo. We're going to write birthdays. You get gift or you get discounts, whatever. And then she's like, and anniversaries. So the funny thing is we actually Googled, because I always said, like, when I got married again, I wanted to get married on Valentine's Day.
Yes. Because yeah. Kelly's a holiday
gotta
girl.
Keep the holidays.
No, that was fun too over the weekend. You're like, yeah, this one time that I dressed up as a bride for Halloween.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wedding, so it's fine.
So we
and your dad.
My dad.
Your dad. I'm still paying for that.
Oh, Gare, sorry.
Papa Borden.
So anyway, me and Blaze actually Googled when Valentine's Day was on Saturday. I think we did Friday weddings are cheaper. So wow. So I can't remember the date. I think this is going to be our quote unquote third anniversary.
Oh,
on Valentine's Day. I mean, not that I think we're actually going. You can't go out to eat on Valentine's Day. It's like impossible.
Can I be in that throuple?
Sure.
I'm in Bill's throuple.
Yeah, I did hear that in the last
one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm probably in Jessica's too. So I'm just everybody's third. It's okay when I like them.
I'm always Danny and Lori's third. Lori and Danny posted a picture of, like, them being tagged. Did you see that the other day?
It was so.
Oh, they're whatever.
Right.
Tagged in 9 million pictures. I was like, it's so weird. I'm in everyone.
There's Kelly.
Literally in, like,
happy,
everyone.
Happy relationship anniversary. There's Kelly.
There. Yeah, it was great. I was like, you know, I'm in every single one of those pictures.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
This is what it's like to be a thruple, the third. I mean, you just have to be here.
You just roll.
Killing it. It's got to roll. Oh, God. I'm working, so I'm going to be highly dissatisfied, but it's fine.
What day of the week is it?
Monday.
I just said, I was just on the phone with Blaze on the way here, and I was like, listen, I don't even know what number day it is. Like
today?
Yeah.
Okay, today's the
7th. I only know because Blaze just told me. But I was like, real no idea what number day it was.
Well, you got a week.
Yep, got it.
Can I be, I'm going to get on this meal? Because, like, I only work till 5.
Yeah, I mean, like, Brody's got to come too, though, because, you know.
Well, no, obviously. It's okay. It's my stepson.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Are you rich?
I know.
Only criteria.
Yeah, but so you and I are having a conversation on, what was that, Saturday.
Yeah.
And he leans over, he goes, do you have money? He's like, I don't want you to kiss her because you look like you're holding a cigarette, but yeah. even though it was a marker. Yeah. He goes, I don't want you to kiss her, but do you have money?
Those were real life words spoken.
I was like, I got like 8 jobs. Does that count? Does not mean I have money, by the way.
Oh my God. This kid. I don't know what to do with him.
Why did he just assume that's going to be the criteria from now on?
I don't know. He really wants a job. He wants money all the time. Like all the time, but really for like Madden, which I think is really dumb to spend money on.
My cousin was like that though too for a while. And now he is like grown up. He's not like super, like he plays video games, but he's not super into it. And he is like saving money for a car. Mm. And because he's 15 now. So you just got to wait a couple years.
No, but he makes jokes all the time. It's like, anytime anybody gives me money, my mom's like, I need my savings account. And I'm like, yeah, you're one day, you're going to be like, so thankful for your mother. And he's like, no, wish I had it now. And then we went to the market the other night because he wanted all those Little Debbie.
Oh my God,
creams.
That's right. Yeah.
So Little Debbie came out with like all the ice creams, like zebra cakes, Nutty Buddies. What
is it like pieces of them in?
I think it's just vanilla ice cream thrown with that stuff in. Like we could bake it at home. It's fine.
Yeah.
But he had a
Can we
had
do
a
that
go.
One weekend? I want to do
yes.
that.
Oh, he loves that. He is like an awesome like sundae maker. He gets like this huge bowl and he does it all himself. He like has a blast and he throws random things all the time. Well, so he likes that.
I'm gonna need him to do that for me.
Yeah, he'll be so down. Cool. So anyway, he drags me to Hannaford. It was kind of late. We see random students, so I have nothing, you know. I'm incognito though, so no one really knew who I was. Then one kid looked at me and he said, oh yeah,
which is crazy because what you wear to school, I feel like nothing can be incognito for you.
No, but I was already home. I was already on the treadmill. Like I was in like,
right. So you were just like, you were the exact opposite of crazy Kelly.
Right. I was like in a hat like this, you know, whatever. So you were me. I was actually dressed up as Marissa. I only go out in public places like that. But we couldn't find the ice cream, but we ended up buying everything else for no reason. So we get up to the register and he's like, oh, there's a girl from the library. Just a random girl that goes to school. Mm-hmm. And he sees her all the time in the library. He's like, you have a job? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, my mom won't let me get a job. I'm like, can you not? I'm like, you're 11.
He can't even get one.
No, but like,
what age?
Why is he making me sound like I am the worst? My mom won't even let me.
But like 14, 15, right? Like, and then his parents' signature.
Yeah, but he's going to be like too busy. He's not even going to be able to.
Right, because he's a sports dude.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't he understand?
I don't think he does.
He doesn't understand.
He just wants Madden points, you know? I mean, it's a tough life. It's all you have to worry about.
Can I tell you what happened last night? Because I remember like Eminem popped up on Alexa when we were at our house.
Yeah.
And Brody's all like, I watched the Eminem movie. He wouldn't call it 8 Mile for every time. We're like, yeah, 8 Mile. He's like, no, the Eminem movie. We're like, yeah, 8 Mile. Yeah, so I saw the Eminem movie. And so last night I'm at my parents' house because I wanted to, you know, hang out there for a while. We were playing Scrabble and my dad comes upstairs because he wants to play some music. Eminem's Greatest Hits.
Oh, he's getting prepared for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what I said, actually. And they were trying to appease me and not have me suffer through Talking Heads, which was what happened afterwards. But so he puts on Eminem, not realizing that he has the, you know, parental advisory, like, you know, edited version. And here I am, the rule following only child.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, you know, Eminem comes on, you can't stop me. I did not have the edited version coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I knew everything, every song, everyone. Yeah, yeah. My mom goes, I'm so distracted right now. I can't even come up with a word. But then the Real Slim Shady was on and I couldn't stop. And then the song was done. So I did stop. And she goes, Danny, can you put that on again? I liked it.
You had to go one more time?
I did. The Real Slim Shady really did stand up.
Damn, that's tough.
But see, this is why I want to go to karaoke because shit's my jam.
Ice Baby is my like jam.
You know what one I tried to do was what is it? Concussion brain. We're gonna make an edit.
1 hour later.
Seriously. I can't remember. it's another one of those songs though where it's like everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And you don't think it has as many words, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of words that you weren't expecting.
Right. You're like,
because I tried to do it at when I did Bandioke forever ago and I was hosting that, and the band starts playing it. First of all, pretty sure their beat was off. No, sorry, Rennes, I'm just being honest. And then I started doing it, Bust a Move, I think was what it was.
Yeah.
That's still probably wrong. But I'm watching their lyric list and I'm like, nah, I need a little ball to let me know where it's supposed to fall.
Disney.
Yes. Yes, tapes? The sing-along.
Yeah,
follow the ball. Mm-hmm. There's no ball there because the beat was off.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure it out.
I'm such a diva, like, I can't even hear myself.
I know. Nobody brought me my tea. Nobody brought me my tea.
It's very cold out. It's
so cold. These diva pipes, they need to defrost. Do you have my tea? You brought me wine. Oh, goodness.
And all right, Kyle. Legit cups.
I mean, where did you find these? Did you just have these hanging around?
No, I actually got them at Home Goods, and then I put the Trail Tea on them, obviously. Just whipped that up.
Yeah, well, hey, girls gotta do what girls gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kyle. I did this yesterday.
And we each have one chocolate left. So I'm gonna say a happy Galentine's Day to you and a cheers.
Cheers.
And thanks for being a part of this episode. Mm-hmm. I hope that we have lots of thruples in our future. Still gonna marry you when by the time you hit 50, so it's fine. Another episode's coming soon. Kelly, you found it. It was Tone Loc. Bust a Move. Don't just stand there. Bust a Move. You boy, you got it. Too many words in that damn song.
Well, do a line that no one would know.
Nah, it's gone.
No.
Bust a Move lyrics. I still don't know if this is the right song. Hang yourself with a celibate rope.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Oh, hey.